in this bulletin. Medical authorities say they are not yet concerned about a COVID-19 subvariant circulating in Australia. The first batch of rapid antigen tests are being delivered to multicultural community groups in New South Wales. And in sport, the Matildas suffer a devastating loss to South Korea. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer says a new Omicron sub-variant circulating in Australia is not yet causing concern among medical experts. Professor Michael Kidd says only a handful of cases of the BA2 sub-variant have been documented in Australia after the first case was reported in December last year in a Queensland patient. Professor Kidd says information is still emerging on the variant and any impact on vaccine effectiveness.
We don't know if this subvariant has any significantly different characteristics, though, in causing severity of disease compared to the original Omicron variant. We're not seeing more severe disease associated with this subvariant. And it's also too early to tell if there is any significant different impact on the effectiveness of the vaccines against this subvariant. Again, we're not picking up anything that is causing concern at the moment.
The United Kingdom's Health Security Agency says it has observed an increased growth rate in this new subvariant compared to the original Omicron variant in all regions of England where there was enough data. The federal government says children aged between 5 and 11 have become the fastest vaccinated cohort compared to other age groups. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the first dose vaccination coverage in this age group is now at 40%, with more than 900,000 children vaccinated. He says parents are being encouraged to take advantage of vaccination clinics held at schools.
And very significantly, some schools and some school districts are holding school-based vaccination programs. And if your child hasn't been vaccinated, please allow them to be vaccinated. Please bring them forward, whether it's through your GP, your pharmacy, a state program, or a school-based program. It is a very important step forward to protecting them. And it's already one of the highest rates of children's vaccination in the world.
Mr. Hunt says health experts will continue to review whether the interval between the first and second dose for younger children should be shortened from the current 8 weeks. The first batch of 3,000 rapid antigen tests are being delivered to multicultural communities in New South Wales. Around 1,200 tests were delivered to the Ethnic Community Councils of New South Wales and will be further distributed to migrant groups in Western Sydney struggling to access the tests. Other community groups set to receive a supply of rapid tests include those based in the Hunter, the Illawarra and Wagga Wagga. Peter Dukes, Chair of Ethnic Community Councils of New South Wales, is welcoming the measure.
Those people that maybe can't afford it or for personal reasons can't obtain it some other way. Our role is to engage with communities that are not strong in English or otherwise not able to acquire them independently and show them the way that they can be used.
New South Wales Multicultural Minister Mark Couray says there will be more deliveries of rapid tests in the coming months. In sport, Australia's hopes of winning the Women's Asian Cup for the second time came to a crashing halt, with an extraordinary loss to South Korea on Sunday night. The Matildas suffered a shock 1-0 quarterfinal defeat in the team's worst ever finish at an Asian Cup. The Australians dominated the match but paid for missing a number of golden chances, most of which fell to star striker Sam Kerr. Just 18 months out from the World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, the pressure is now mounting on coach Tony Gustafsson, who says he knew the match against Korea Republic was going to be tight.
I think it was a little bit of a roller coaster game with a lot of emotions out there, both from the sideline and on the pitch, which it should be in a tournament. And I had one of the toughest talks as a coach when I circle up the team after the game. And I've been around in the game for long enough to know that football can be this way sometimes.
And Australian Open runner-up Daniil Medvedev has described the crowd at Rod Laver Arena as disrespectful after his loss to Rafael Nadal in the early hours of Monday morning. Medvedev had little support from fans throughout the tournament and often complained to umpires in several matches about interruptions from the crowd, including during the final. An umpire's warning in the fifth set that spectators who interjected will be forced out helped to reduce the interruptions. The Russian notes that while the crowd's actions were disappointing, he had nothing but praise for his victorious opponent.
Two sets to love up, I was like, come on, you know, just go for him, go for more. Even fifth set, I was just make him run. He was unreal. He was really strong. Like the way he played it, well, I was even surprised. But like, of course, we know how Rafa can play.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, humid with a shower or two 25. Hobart, very similar 26. Canberra, a possible shower and 30. Wollongong, partly cloudy 28. Sydney, much the same and 30. Newcastle, partly cloudy 31. Brisbane, possible cloud 35. Cairns, a shower or two 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.